Hi, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa. Right people, right place, right plan. Discerning the Voice of God by Jensen Franklin. Love the Lord your God, walk in all of his ways, keep his commandments, hold fast to him, and serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul. Joshua 22. Get a plan. Perhaps today you need a miracle for you or your family. When you ask God for a miracle, he will often give you a set of instructions, a plan. He rarely releases a miracle without a plan. Too often we pray and then we sit back and wait for God to perform miracles. If you read your Bible, however, you will find it doesn't work that way. You want a miracle? You're going to receive a set of instructions, a plan. When Joshua needed a miracle of conquest, God gave him a plan. You shall march around the city. All you men of war, you shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. God said in effect, here's the plan. March 6 times over 6 days, and on the 7th day, march 7 times. Then blow the horns and shout, and the walls will fall. Joshua obeyed, and God's plan brought down the walls of Jericho. When Naaman sought a miracle of healing for his leprosy, God provided a plan through the prophet Elisha. Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. 2 Kings 5. That simple set of instructions from God brought a miraculous healing to Naaman's body. Before Samson was born, God appeared to his mother and said, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. God already had a miraculous and detailed plan for Samson's life before the boy was even born. And before we pray, that is a really good movie. We watched that a couple weeks ago, and it is just amazing the strength that God blessed Samson with. Until his hair was cut, he destroyed armies of men by himself. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, keep my heart sensitive and open to receiving your instructions, and give me the courage to walk in your will when you reveal your plan to me. Amen.